This Apollo Saturn launch control, T-minus 5 minutes and counting. T-minus five, that swing arm number nine, it will now be coming back to its fully retracted position at the pad. Mark, the swing arm now moving back from the spacecraft as planned at the 5 minute mark in the count. Just before coming up on the swing arm removal, we went through our final status checks and received a loud and strong go from the mission director, Chet Lee, launch operations manager, Paul Donnelly, and launch director, Walt Caprian, responding to the request from the test supervisor. The lights now will be coming on the abort panels of astronaut Pete Conrad. These are his cue lights for the five engines in the first stage. These five lights remain on. When we get proper thrust for liftoff, the lights go out, informing the spacecraft commander that he has good thrust beneath them. We're coming up now on the four-minute mark. Pete Conrad reports his lights are on. Spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin has said, "Have a good trip, Pete." Pete reported back, "We appreciate everything everyone has done." 4 minutes and counting, still proceeding at this time. We'll be coming up on our automatic sequence at 3 minutes and 10 seconds in the countdown. We're going through our final astro launch checks at this time as the countdown continues. During these checks just now, the launch operations manager, Paul Donnelly, said to Pete Conrad, "The launch team wishes you good luck. May the wind be always behind you." Pete Conrad said, "Thank you very much." Count still continuing. Final checks of the guidance and navigation system going on now. Pete Conrad reporting back on their status. We'll be coming up on the automatic sequence in about 10 seconds. From that time on down, we're completely automatic, leading up to 8.9 second mark in the count when we get the ignition sequence. Mark, firing command. Launch sequence start. We have the firing command. We're on automatic sequence. T-minus 3 minutes and counting. T-minus three. Once the automatic sequence began, we begin pressurizing those big fuel and oxidizer tanks, the overall propellant tanks, in the three stages of the Saturn V launch vehicle. This will lead us up to 8.9 seconds when the engine ignition sequence begins. The five engines in the first stage will ignite, building up 7.6 million pounds thrust total. This should occur at the zero mark in the count. We will get verification through the computer that we have proper thrust. The hold-down arms will release and we'll be off with Apollo 12.